I started dancing when I was 2.5, and I went to Marjorie Bailey. But also, there was a dancing school down in Lemsford, or along the stairs at Stanborough Road, down there somewhere, called Madame Burdett's. And I know I took part in a concert down there when I was 2.5. And I used to do... The Petrie Boys Club used to have pantomime every year, and dancers from Marjorie Bailey's used to take part. So I took part in that when I was 3. Yeah, what I can remember about the pantomime was nothing to do with the dancing. It was that one of the years, I think it was when I was 3, it snowed very, very heavily. It was deep snow outside. And I can remember that the big boys, who probably weren't that big, it was just that I was very little, they carried us outside from the dressing room round into the hall where we were dancing. So I vividly remember that. And then with my dancing, it was probably when I was about 6, I had to, in one of my ballet exams, I had to do a national dance. So my mother taught me the Highland Fling. And then a lot of her friends had seen me doing it, and they went and said, "Will you teach my daughter or son to do that?" Which she did. So that's how the Royal Scottish Dancers was formed. Uh-huh. Actually, in 1952, they were formed. Mum was always very keen on dancing, and she did a lot in the Guides in Scotland when she was a young girl. And her captain in the Guides just happened to be a keen Scottish country dancer. And Mum was in the team in Scotland, but of course she was one of 5, and there was no money for dancing lessons. So she did it through the Guides, really. And when she came down to Wellingham City, she got involved in the Caledonian Club. It used to be in the Cherry Tree. She did there, and she taught there, Scottish country dancing. She was always more geared really towards the Scottish country, whereas I became more Highland, the Highland side of things.
And what's the difference?
Scottish country dancing is the more social dancing, usually in a team of 8, whereas Highland dancing is more solo. Well, initially from her house, they used to dance in the house, and then when there were too many to do that, I think the first hall that I remember was Delcott Close Tennis Club, their pavilion. I can visualise that. And we didn't stay there that long, and then we went to the Guide Hut in Gessens Road. And we have just left the Guide Hut after 62 years, because they've now just knocked it down. But yes, that was where she had on a Saturday morning in the Guide Hut. We used to teach on a Tuesday and a Thursday as well, and we've used Applecross School, Christchurch, the Free Church in Church Road, and she used to use Holwell School as well off Petrie Lane. No, she had her record player, which we used to lug around everywhere, and you can imagine the size of it. It was a wind-up gramophone. And we had a box of needles and records that we used to lug around. No car.
So she'd go on the bus, would she?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. I can well remember that we used to teach for 4 hours on a Saturday morning in the Guide Hut, come home, grab something to eat, walk down Newfields to get the bus to go to St Albans to teach in the afternoon over there. She had over 70, for a long time. Over 70. Yeah. And then, of course, I was dancing as well. I was 11. And I was taking maybe a child on a one-to-one basis down the back of the hall, teaching them something. And then one day she said, "No, come and stand at the front of the class and take the whole class." And I was 11. So that was my introduction to teaching. Yes, it was pretty daunting. It came quite naturally, actually, to me to teach. Mm-hmm. And I've been teaching ever since. I won my first medal when I was 6. There weren't Highland dancing competitions at that time, and we used to enter into the national section of a general dancing. So they'd have a ballet section, tap, and they'd have a national section. So we used to enter Scottish dance, Highland dancing in that. And this one was, there used to be a competition called the All England Dancing Competition, and you went through heats and then progressed through the quarterfinals, semifinals and the final. And I won my first medal in the semi-final of this All England Dancing Competition when I was six. So I went into the final, can't remember where I came, but I didn't win it. Well, I remember going to Harrow on the Hill. And again, no idea how we... Well, we must have got there by bus because we didn't have a car. And then for one of my ballet exams, I went to Marjorie Bailey. I had to do a national dance. And so Mum taught me the Heine Fling, and I did that in the exam. And that's when other people saw me doing it and said, will you teach my child? So that was the start of the really Scottish dancers, really. So the people started competing, and they used to do... We used to have an annual display in the Matterday College, which is no longer there, next door to St Bonaventure's Church in Parkway. So she used to do an annual display. It was very popular at that time. One, there was a lot of Scots in Wellingham City. The White Heather Club was on television, and that was a television programme with Andy Stewart, and he used to do it like a cabaret supper type thing, and he had singers and Scottish country dancers, and it was very, very popular. So that boosted the interest in all things Scottish in Wellingham mm-hmm. City. And then in 1964... we got invited to go to Sweden. There was a lady that lived in Hanside Lane near us, and her sister had married a Swedish guy. So through her, we got invited. It was the parks. Stockholm's got a lot of parks, or they did at that time. So we went over there and twice, 64 and 66. What used to be Hanside Stores. Mm. So that would have been 64.
Lovely coach with people waving merrily towards the camera.
Well, it was such an adventure at that time. People didn't go abroad. And I think we went across on the boat from Immingham. We had to go in the coach up to Immingham near, is it Liverpool? No, it's the other side. Get the boat across, and then we were on the train, and it was a great adventure.
Wow.
And we stayed on... There is a boat that is moored in Stockholm Harbour called the F. Chapman. And it was a youth hostel. So we all stayed on there. And I just have vivid memories. It was fabulous.